fullness of purpose and his lack of compromise make him a poor politician. The play's a tragedy because the man of war cannot make his peace with his own people. It's also a work of deep irony. Coriolanus is the walking embodiment of masculinity. He feels a more intense bond with Aufidius, his opponent on the battlefield, than with his own wife. And yet the march of this supremely manly man comes to an abrupt halt in the face of his mother, Volumnia. No wonder he's so angry when Aufidius calls him boy. Coriolanus is Peter Pan in full body armour, a boy who refuses to grow up.
The Tragedy of Coriolanus by William Shakespeare. With Samuel West as Caius Martius Coriolanus, Susanna Yorke as Volumnia, Adrian Dunbar as Tullus Aufidius, and Kenneth Haig as Menenius.
Before we proceed any further, hear me speak! To die than to famish. First, you know Caius Martius is chief enemy to the people. Let us kill him, and we'll have corn at our own price. Isn't it right?
What word, good citizens?
We are accounted poor citizens, the patricians good. What authority surfeits on would relieve us? If they would yield us but the superfluity, while it were wholesome, we might guess they relieved us humanely. But they think we are too dear. Our sufferance is a gain to them. Let us revenge this with our pikes, ere we become rakes. For the gods know, I speak this in hunger for bread, not in thirst for revenge.
Would you proceed especially against Caius Martius? Consider you what services he has done for his country.
Very well, and could be content to give him good report for it, but that he pays himself with being proud.
Nay, but speak not maliciously.
I say unto you, what he hath done famously, he did it to that end. Though soft-conscienced men can be content to say it was for his country, he did it to please his mother and to be partly proud, which he is, even till the altitude of his virtue.
What he cannot help in his nature, you account a vice in him. You must in no way say he is covetous.
If I must not, I need not be barren of accusations. He hath faults with surplus to tire in repetition. Watch out to these. The other side of the city is risen. Why stay we prating here? To the Capitol!
Forth!
Who comes here?
Worthy Menenius Agrippa, one that hath always loved the people.
He's one honest enough. Would all the rest were so.
What works, my countrymen in hand? Where go you with bats and clubs? The matter? Speak, I pray you.
Our business is not unknown to the Senate. They have had inkling this fortnight what we intend to do, which now we'll show them indeed. They say poor suitors have strong breaths. They shall know we have strong arms, too.
Why, masters, my good friends, mine honest neighbors, will you undo yourselves?
We cannot, sir. We are undone already.
I tell you, friends, most charitable care have the patricians of you. For your wants, your suffering in this dearth, you may as well strike at the heaven with your staves as lift them against the Roman state, whose course will on the way it takes, cracking 10,000 curbs of more strong link asunder than can ever appear in your impediment. For the dearth, the gods, not the patricians, make it, and your knees to them, not arms, must help. Alack, you are transported by calamity thither where more attends you. And you slander the helms of the state, who care for you like fathers, when you curse them as enemies.
Care for us? True.